Many robust political leaders from around the globe were present at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. That gathering is over, but you can relive it at places like Facebook, Flickr, Twitter, and YouTube. Like other mature brands, Davos is using social media to reach out to younger people. So if you don't have time to review the 50-minute speech from the opening session, you can catch a 10-word version on Twitter. And those who wanted to add their voices to the fray submitted their own videos about the world economy to a contest sponsored by YouTube. The winner, 24-year-old Pablo Camacho of Bogota, Colombia. He got an all-expense-paid trip to Davos, where his YouTube credentials got him FaceTime with bigwigs like Bill Gates.
Thank you so much for your time. Just one simple question. What kind of contribution do you hope to bring this year to Davos?
Key thing is that even in these tough times, that the development aid budgets not be cut.
Now, if you don't want your Davos experience delivered by a citizen journalist or downsized to a Flickr or tweet, you can watch hours of real-time video of the conference and find your own little gems. Take this speech by Vladimir Putin, the Prime Minister of Russia, once the motherland of the planned economy. Speaking through a translator, he said that in an economic crisis, too much state intervention can, yes, ruin free enterprise.
We shouldn't close our eyes on the dilution of the spirit of entrepreneurship, of the principle of personal responsibility, be it entrepreneur, investor, shareholder, for their decisions.
The next day, former U.S. President Bill Clinton spoke at Davos and was asked about Putin's comments.
First, I'm glad to hear Prime Minister Putin come out for free enterprise, and I hope it works for him.
There's a soundbite worth flagging, tagging, tweeting, or maybe sharing.